Last week, I told my coworker about a trip I once took to the Grand Canyon. He was very excited about my trip, and he asked me about many details. I told him I'd show him the pictures, and he got even more excited. He said, "I really want to watch your pictures." I'm Paul Preston. From Venture English, this is 3-Minute English, a podcast in English for English learners. What's wrong with my coworker's comment? Maybe it sounded okay to you, but if you listened closely, you might have noticed the word watch was incorrectly used. Let's talk about the verbs look, see, and watch. What is the difference between these words, and how should you use them? The problem with these verbs is that in many languages, one verb covers the whole job. But for some reason in English, we think three verbs are necessary. The verb to see refers to the job of your eyes. Without trying, without purpose or reason, your eyes see what's around you. That's what stops you from bumping into walls and falling downstairs. But when you start thinking about what you are seeing, when you start to try to see specific things, that's when the word look, or better, look at, takes over. I focus my eyes and my concentration on a specific item. For example, I looked out the window and I saw birds in the tree. Looking out the window was intentional. I did it because I wanted to. But I saw birds. The birds were accidental. I didn't plan to or try to see them. I saw them because they were there. To watch something is intentional too, just like looking. What's the difference? Well, watching means you intentionally observe the movement of something. That is what you track, the movement. Let's go back to the example of the birds in the tree. But the birds in the tree suddenly flew away. I watched them as they disappeared into the sky. Do you understand? The birds are moving, so I have to watch them as they fly away. So to watch something means to focus on the movement. Look, see, and watch. Three complicated verbs. But if you use them correctly, your English is definitely going to sound better. Thanks for listening. I'm Paul Preston, and this has been 3-Minute English.